Hello, and welcome to the magic of Bobby Darin. I am the Darin Archivist and your host, Jimmy Scalia. In each installment, we'll bring you the facts, stories, and music of one of the most versatile entertainers known to the world as Bobby Darin. By the fall of 1958, Bobby Darin had a bunch of rock and roll hits and realized an ambition by making a record that would change his life and his career in the music business. He sang a song from the Three Penny Opera. It was side one, band one from the That's All LP. It was not intended to be released as a single, but it did cook, and it was one of the most swinging tracks off that album. When the song was heard by Ahmet Erdogan, it was inevitable that it would become the most popular song in jukeboxes to this day. Bobby's manager and lifelong friend, Steve Blauner, remembers.
It was unheard of to ever have a single come out of an album. It just wasn't done. You made singles, you made albums. Well, when he put out the his first album, the That's All album, we would be on the road. And in the morning, I'd get up. He'd be sleeping late, and I would look for things to do. So I would go to the record stores, whether it was Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Boston or Syracuse. And I'd walk around in the record stores and usually putting his product down in the front so it could be seen. And I'd be in these stores in two or three different cities. And every time I'd be in the store, somebody would come in and they'd want a nice song. Mackie's Back. They didn't know the name of the song. They didn't know that Bobby Darin is the artist. They just had heard this record and wanted it. And I would say, if I was in the store, I'd say, well, you can only get it in this album and show them the album. And then the head of the store would look at me like, who is this guy? When did we hire him? Anyhow, I went to Bobby and to Ahmet Erdogan, and this was in April of 59, I guess it was, in April. We got to release this as a single. Well, they said, you're out of your mind, both of them. I said, you know, you don't put out that kind of music as singles anymore. It's a rock and roll top 10. And so I was shot down. On July 31st of that year, and I remember it because it was the day that Bobby was going to open at a nightclub out here called The Cloister, which was the old Macambo. And the Macambo was a favorite, very famous club, and had been taken over by some boys from Chicago, and it was going to be his first engagement in California. And it was, you know, we're rehearsing, and it's like in a B movie. The phone behind the bar rings, and it's Ahmet Erdogan calling from New York, needs to talk to Bobby and me. So Bobby comes off the stage where he's rehearsing, and we put the phone between the ear. I could just see us doing this in a movie, and they'd laugh us off the screen, right? And here's Ahmet saying, there's a groundswell, we've got to release Mac the Knife. Well, you understand, this is like, I've been after them the end of March, beginning of April. This is now the end of July. And I said to myself, well, I said, Ahmet, you know, it's, by the time you get it out, this is a dead issue, and it's too late. He says, I'll have it out in 2 weeks. I said, you've never had anything out in 2 weeks in your life. Well, he did have it out in 2 weeks. I think they had already started pressing before he called us, and he was just calling us out of courtesy.
Oh, the shot, baby, has such teeth in it, and it shows in pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, baby, and it keeps it out of sight. Ah, said Jenny Diver, whoa, it's a dream. Look out to Miss Lottie Linger and old Lucy Brown. If that line falls on the right day, not that Maggie. Back in town.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again to another episode of The Magic of Bobby Darin. This is your host, Jimmy Scalia, till we meet again.
Thank you.